answer. You gotta get angry, you gotta find your humanity, and you gotta start fighting bitches!
Mega faggot.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
You know when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm gonna do is leave. So f*** all of you.
I shit my pants.
Welcome to the Completely Compromised Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode, I believe, 12?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't fucking keep track. All I know is
God motherfucking damn.
Okay. That's the only time I'm going to touch the soundboard this episode.
Yeah. If you guys thought the first 10 episodes were kind of a mixed bag, trust me, the next 10 episodes will really be.
Trust me, I'm going to give up on life entirely. And then, we're going to fucking have a suicide pact.
Yeah.
Because I can't fucking stand people that upspeak.
Dude, they're the worst. No, I have confidence in
especially
this
when guys
worry.
Do
we're
it.
We're putting effort into it.
Especially when guys do it.
Upspeak. We were just talking about that earlier.
Yeah. Did you know that Arizona iced tea has like a hundred, almost like 3,000 calories in it?
You picked up the can. I thought you were gonna actually say something.
No,
real.
I was gonna say exactly how many calories in it, but I thought it'd be funnier to.
Damn.
To not.
You have twice the amount of fluid, and you plowed it before me.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's because I don't like eat and I don't drink anything. So whenever somebody like gives me sustenance, it's gone in a few seconds.
Yeah.
And that'll be all I touch in for the next like fucking 2 days.
Really, I do kind of treat you like a pet. You are kind of just a creature.
Yeah,
that
I get fed once a day.
I feed and water you.
I get fed once a day like a fucking diabetic cat.
Yeah. I'm like, my pet Keegan is hungry. I forgot to feed him last night. So here's some carny fries and iced tea.
Yeah.
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 We got to get out of the West Coast to avoid this upspeak.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't happen on the East Coast.
I can't stand people here. I can't fucking... Can't stand them.
Yeah.
Anyways, my front door is broken.
what a great segment. This is going to be good because I get a call. I thought I was going to have a day off from hanging out with anybody. I thought I was just going to be alone. I literally wiped my ass, took a fat shit in that order, sit down in my sofa that I just moved in, cracked a cold one, and then I get a call from you. Saying, and do you want to tell people what you told me?
I don't exactly remember what I told you, but it was something
the
along
functional
the
functional of it. What's your issue?
Hey, I'm locked in my apartment.
In.
Not out. In.
I had to ask you. Oh, you got locked out of your apartment because I don't have your key.
I got locked in.
You got locked in the apartment. You're trapped inside.
In.
Like an animal.
In. Yeah. I took the fucking doorknob off, like, and I was gonna unlatch the lock from inside, but it wouldn't release. The lock was broken.
Right.
And I was like, fuck.
Like, the whole internals of the doorknob was jammed.
Like, I don't know what the fuck happened. Like, whoever left my apartment last, like, broke my fucking lock.
Well,
I'm not blaming anyone for it, but I'm just like...
I am. It's the gay guy, like, you know. Your gay friend.
Why is it always my gay friend?
Because he's the one.
Why
who,
can't
like,
it be the Jewish friend? Is that anti-Semitic?
You don't have a Jewish friend.
That's not true.
That you don't have them.
That's not true.
They weren't in.
You know I have schizophrenia.
God, what a horrible form of schizophrenia. All your friends are Jewish?
Yes.
They own Universal.
You're not real.
We can't get anti-Semitic 10 minutes in. What is it?
It's
the gay guy because he, you know, like shook his ass before he opened the door handle. And
no,
it broke.
Whoever fucking left my apartment last fucking like slammed the door or something or closed it weird or they were fucking around with the doorknob. Doesn't matter. I'm
it's
not
a
blame-
shitty door.
I'm not blaming anybody, but I know who did it and I'm just saying.
To be fair, like, we've talked to a bunch of people that live in the apartment complex. Everyone has issues with the doors.
Yeah,
everyone's they're shitty doors.
I'm not the only one, but
especially
getting locked in is the fucking issue.
Which I don't understand why it was an issue to begin with. If I got locked in the house, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I'd have a perfect
but
excuse.
But I didn't have any food here. I didn't buy groceries or anything, so I had, like, nothing.
Sounds like you. I could have delivered.
I could have just, like, drank the case of beer that's in my fridge and then, like.
You're not resourceful enough.
Yeah, but I wanted to go out. I wanted out.
You wanted to go out to do your laundry.
Yeah. I needed clean underwear. I was in, and I wanted out. Ooh.
I was in, but I wanted out.
I wanted out. Hate y'all. I hate y'all. I want out.
Yeah. So this fucking baboon of a human dragged me out of my house.
Don't call me baboon. I don't like that.
Why don't you like baboon?
I don't like the B word.
So this fucking ape calls me and drags me out of my house so I can save him from his apartment. And by the time I get there, our white nationalist friend is already there. Trying to get shimmy the door open.
Yeah.
And after fucking with it for like 5-10 minutes. Let's set the stage here a little bit, because the only communication I've had with you is through the hole in the door that was left by the doorknob being removed. So you're just like, help, help.
No, I was just like, hey guys, like, get this. Let's fucking figure this out.
So I have to ask you, I'm like, hey, should I just break the door down?
I was like, yeah. Let's knock it off the pins or knock it off the hinges. I've taken the pins out.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to push the door on the side where the hinges were. So that
you,
way.
Okay, you didn't even explain that at all, by the way.
That's
this
what I was trying
to
I, that's what I was saying to you. I need you to push the door on the hinge side. You just didn't hear me. Because, you know, granted, we were talking through pretty much a glory hole.
No, it was the biggest glory. It was a black dude glory hole. It was ginormous. And you're screaming.
You can't say black dude glory hole. It's Afro-American glory hole.
It's the black
It's the
Klansman.
Black.
It's the black Klansman glory hole where he stuffed his fucking
it's
giant sausage
in there. It's the black
community's
glory hole.
For David Duke to start going to town on the tip of his cock.
David Duke.
No, like Black Klansman.
Yeah.
David Duke's like, David Duke sucks black dick, and I could prove it.
No, the whole David Duke thing is funny to me because, no, like, the name David Duke is funny to me because of. Million Dollar Extreme World Peace. And your code name will be David Duke. And then he just looks at the camera.
Yep. So I didn't understand this, and you're like, "Yeah, no, just bang it open and
just push the door open."
Because our white nationalist friend knows what I was gonna do. I was gonna fucking Breonna Taylor that fucking door. I was gonna break it down, no knock warrant style.
Yeah, rent's due, bitch.
Rent's eviction notice.
I'll pay my rent when this damn door is fixed.
Yeah.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
So I slammed the door. It was a very weak door to get open. I was surprised how easy that was.
Well, like,
considering it was solid wood. Three big shoulder bumps, and I broke it open.
Yeah, you shattered my door. The door in Monsters, Inc.
It was, it was fucked.
I was like, damn, my hero. But now you have to pay to get this fixed.
Yeah.
Even though you said...
Through the Black Klansman glory hole, I said, I'm not liable for any damages before I, blasted it open. I put a breaching charge on the door and just blasted it. And it split down the middle.
It didn't split the door in half like, you break a cookie in half. It split like. You were, I don't know.
Well, imagine for all the culinaries out there, you put a whole hamburger bun on there, you cut that in half, thin side.
Yeah.
Cut in half, thin side.
So my door is like split.
Split at the seams.
Now it's held together with duct tape. There's something. And it doesn't have a lock. So if you want to break in and take the only thing of value in my apartment, the soundboard, feel free to try.
Feel free to try them. You do have firearms, though.
No, I don't.
You have guns.
No, I don't. Listen, I'm a liberal.
Such a pussy.
I'm a liberal. I don't own guns. Guns kill people,
it's so
Jaden.
Funny. You got your shotgun back. I come over and you like cocked it, and then I like had the feeling I should just leave. I was like, I don't know if I want to walk through your door.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're like, who the fuck's there? What? You're like, welcome. Welcome to my fiefdom. Here's a beer.
Yeah, here's a beer, pussy. Here's a bear, pussy.
As you're playing with your shotgun.
Here's
nice.
A bear, pussy. Anyways, yeah, door's broken. Not getting fixed until, what's today, Friday? It's not getting fixed till Monday.
Nice.
Tuesday, actually.
Tuesday. Nice.
They got to get a whole new door.
For now, though, it's duct taped.
Hardware on it.
It's duct taped. You have paper in there to kind of fill the gap.
Yeah, kind of just to like wedge the door shut, but you just push that thing open and fucking free reign. So,
I still knock though before coming in. Yeah. Make sure you're not like cranking your hog.
Anyways,
in the water dispenser. Yeah. That's true.
That is true.
It's so true.
Do you want to read what it says to the audience?
Yeah, in its entirety.
Yes.
Cum is funny. Or sorry.
Now
sorry,
that like
cum
whenever
is funny.
Now whenever I show you that little writing, the little note card, you're supposed to laugh. You're just supposed to see it. It's like a.
I did kind of giggle.
It's like a sleeper cell like. Trigger.
Actually, I don't think I giggled. I just thought it was interesting.
You just.
Oh, and then I get reprogrammed.
Yeah, you get reprogrammed.
And get into suck Senator off
Look,
mode.
Read the card. It just triggers you into laughing.
Sucking off Bill Clinton. That's what I think when people say. I think that's what people think when people say that the CIA reprograms people.
Yeah.
Time
they,
to
they
suck
just,
off.
They just show them three words. Cum is funny.
Mm.
Three exclamation marks.
Because who would say that if it wasn't like a sleeper cell kind of thing?
Cum is funny. And then you're supposed to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna try this again. You ready?
Sure.
Okay, one more time.
Fuck you. That's what it is. I love you to death, but you kept showing me Instagram reels, and I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see.
I have a grievance.
I'm just pushing the limits and pushing the limits. You know, this is limitless too.
You have to respect my solace.
Yeah.
That I'm able to just not laugh at anything anyone shows me on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's really nothing on there that's any good.
There is nothing on Instagram that is good except the comment section on some of these videos.
Those are good.
Fucking hilarious.
I do like those. But any form of short form content
needs to die. I'm so glad bullying is back. Now. The world is healing. The world is healing.
Yeah. Fuck any form of short form content. It drives me insane. It's a waste
doo-doo.
Of your life.
It's doo-doo ass.
My recommendation is, get an Xbox and start playing Forza again. Like, do anything else. Hang out with your kids. Hang out with your wife. Hang out with your boss. I'd prefer you hanging out with your boss than watching TikTok.
No, actually, don't hang out with your boss. Hanging out with your boss is always a bad idea. I have a funny thing that I want to show you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for
speaking of like
that was the point. Well, that was the form. That was the point.
Yeah.
Is that hanging out with your boss is bad, but you know it's worse? Wasting your day on TikTok.
That is true.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get rid of the Chinese spyware. Anyways, I just want to show you this one fucking video.
I fucking hate you so much. I literally used it as a segment of how much I hate it, and you're like, oh, I actually have a good thing to show you. If this isn't a video of Nancy Pelosi getting shot in the head AI style, I'm going to be disappointed.
JFK style. I think I have it connected to the soundboard, so.
Mm.
I have been a fan of superheroes and comics for
It's
many
like
years,
the autistic guy from
DC, Marvel, and others.
Like Love on the Spectrum.
So there is something about
No, I think he's actually a normal person. I don't think there's anything mentally wrong with him.
Super strength such as She-Hulk, Wonder Woman or Power Girl have super strong vaginal muscles. These women crush rocks or bend metal with their vaginas. I have to imagine that no mainstream superhero media is going to delve into that subject, but perhaps some
that
more
subject.
Esoteric.
Like it's fucking Irish literature.
Yeah.
Circa 1900s. I mean, this guy's a fucking goon.
I cannot possibly be the only person who has wondered that. And also, as long as I'm discussing that particular subject, I am... In The Incredibles, I have to imagine that it was actually quite easy for
elastic. He goes on forever talking about this.
Because, you know, her body is so elastic.
That's great, sir. What's your order?
I definitely would like to hear what you have to say on these subjects.
You're at Starbucks. What would you like to drink?
Sir, this is a McDonald's drive-thru. I know you're asking the realest questions any man would like to know the answers to, but sir, you are in a fucking McDonald's drive-thru. You, what do you want? I can get you, it's still, breakfast is still available.
Sir.
I can get you. The 2-for-5 fucking sausage McMuffin, if you want.
You see, the thing about the vagina is that it's something I've never touched before.
The thing about a vagina is I've never actually seen one in real life, except possibly my mother's, but I don't remember it.
We're not open yet. However, I can take your order and I can put it in when we do open. Now, I can't tell if you've been up the whole night or you got up extra early just to
Or you slow. I'm gonna go on the side of saying that you're slow, and that's okay. That's okay. We love you. Do you want a juice box?
Yeah, him at the unemployment office. Sir, I think you're retarded. You can't collect unemployment. You gotta go over to a different spot.
No, for real, like, bro is asking the real questions, though. Do they got that gorilla grip?
That's true.
Do they got that gorilla grip?
Yeah. Can Wonder Woman... I mean, yeah. You can work out your vagina so you can crush penises. I know that's true. Yeah. But like, usually it's for pleasure. It's not like literally ripping a dick
off. For pain.
Yeah, they put like something in their pussy and they do squats with it and it like works out their vagina muscles. Their vaginal muscles.
Yeah, it's called a yoni egg or something.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know how a vagina works. I've never seen
it's
one.
It's some girl boss shit, and the more you do that, the less likely you're going to have kids, but yeah. You know.
I've never seen a vagina, nor do I know what one looks like. I've only heard the fables.
The best kids
the
come
fables
out
of a vagina.
The just bards, like the bard's tale.
Just like, but just a bunch of dudes sitting around a fucking table in a tavern somewhere in the fucking, in the middle of like, you know, I don't know, the fucking Irish countryside.
In the middle of Skyrim.
In the middle of the fake countryside. They're sitting in the tavern drinking grog and they're like, we've never seen a vagina, but we've heard fables and tales. Songs the bard plays us every once in a while. We live in a land with no women. We're all 70 years old.
Oh, shit.
We've been here for as long as we can remember.
We are 20. We look 70.
It's just a commune of fucking dudes.
A pussyless country.
It's a commune of dudes.
Yeah. I mean, that's this place. I mean, you know, women want to be... women want men to look at them like they're men. It's a vaginaless country we have.
The fables.
Someone described, like, we're, I don't know. I was
we've heard stories of the clitoris.
Yeah.
We're still searching for it. One day we shall find it. But today is not that day. Nor tomorrow is the day that we find the clitoris or see a vagina. But we shall sing the songs and tell the fables to each other. And jerk off to them under the table while we drink our grog.
And you're like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting for the bus, dude.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the bus.
Yeah, dude, I don't know what the fuck you guys are on. Mm. I don't know what you and your homeless friends are smoking and you're on. You've never seen a vagina?
People get mad at all the remakes these days. Yeah. What they should do is remake Lord of the Rings, and I know we've done this bit before, but just shut the fuck up. I'm going to change it. Just you wait. But it, or instead of looking for Mount Doom, they're looking for like a vagina to fuck. And that would be honestly way more a sign of the
Mount
times.
Poon.
Mount Poon. They're looking for Mount Poon. They want
to. Why do we always go back to Lord of the Rings?
Okay, fucking insert any fantasy quest story.
Yeah.
The Witcher. Remake The Witcher, and he's just looking for a vagina to fuck because there's no women.
I guess so. I guess it all is always just resorting to like the loser trying to find pussy.
Yeah. Every time I.
Fucking fable is just like.
Every time I try to make a move on a woman, she thinks I'm going to rape her, which. Okay, fine. We'll just be friends. It's okay. I don't need. It's fine.
Javen, are you having sexual frustration issues?
I've had them for decades. No, I'm kidding. It's okay.
Well, let's get into our first sponsor.
It's okay.
I need to quit doing that fucking bit. That bit's fucking gay.
Yeah, it's old.
It's old.
Well, let me finish my bit. Okay. I can just pay for prostitutes. It's not an issue.
Yeah. Should we get you a prostitute for your birthday?
I've already had one. It's not an issue.
Listen, don't incriminate yourself. Should we?
It's you. You're the prostitute that I pay to be on this show.
No, I pay you. You're the prostitute.
Oh, no, not at all. You have to.
Okay. Who's paying who and who's fucking what?
Have you forgotten again? Has your amnesia
no,
come to you?
No, no. You that are the, wizard, he did cast show. That fucking spell on me.
This is my show, and I need some...
He cast the spell of minor dementia. I keep forgetting who I am
wizard
and
clip.
Who pays who.
The wizard clip.
Yeah.
Wizard beer?
Oh, you're thinking about wizard beer right now?
God, I like men. What are you, fucking gay?
That fucking edit is so funny. I'm on the mountain and I'm brewing beer with the hops that my owls get.
Oh my god, dude.
I'm on the mountain and I'm brewing wizard beer.
I love wizard shit.
From hops gathered from my magical owls.
Dude, let's get wizard regalia. Let's get wizard gear.
Should we just go full tilt 100 gex wizard style?
Yeah.
All right.
What color is your wizard gown going to be? Can't be too
red.
Bright. Red. You're going to be a crimson wizard?
Be a crimson wizard. Either that or I'm going black. Practicing necromancy. And I'm going to have a big hat. I'm going to be like Big Hat Logan from Dark Souls fucking 1 and 2. Wow. Or no, 1 and 3.
That would be sick.
Because 2 is the gay one that everyone hates.
Yeah, where everyone's a knight.
Yeah.
I'd probably be a bluish gray gown and then a more of a slightly orange tinge of a hat. That would be my move.
Like a fucking
gray and
Final
orange.
Fantasy like.
Well, those are my wizard colors is gray and orange.
Yeah, so you'd look like a Final Fantasy like two little like mage guy.
Yeah, something. Or I think
blackface.
I don't know what
the little fucking.
I don't.
The little like.
See, I don't
want
to just agree
eyes.
To this because I don't know if he sucks dick in that game or not. It's kind of a strange game, where they eat cum.
Yeah, they eat the jizz to cast this.
See,
bears.
Final Fantasy was cool because it was like four dudes on a road trip, and then they go to restaurants and they throw like Eggs Benedict at them. It's a great game.
Yeah, that's exactly. Black Mage from Final Fantasy. That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
You're doing blackface with the fucking big yellow eyes.
What are those creatures in
Heartless?
No. Star Wars. The desert people.
Oh, the
not Tusken Raiders, but the other ones.
The Arabs?
Now, if we had Lucas on the show, he would agree. Yeah, I am not Lucas.
No, the if we're gonna get
not
fucking
the
racist
Ewoks,
star,
but the Iwo Jiwos.
The I know what you're talking about.
They go about. Like,
I'm retarded.
They sold Luke the R2-D2 because they like they're like scavengers for parts.
Yeah,
these people. They have the giant cool fucking sand crawler machines.
Oh God!
It's on
shreds. Why can't I fucking
Who gives a shit? People know what I'm talking about.
The Jawas.
Jawas.
Yeah.
AKA the newest terrorist.
No, the Jawas are like. I don't want to say it, but they're the Jews of Star Wars.
No, that's
they're like the merchant traders of the desert.
Oh,
and then the Tusken Raiders are like the fucking
the stereotypical Arabs.
Yeah, like Middle Eastern fucking, you know.
I guess. I mean, I know.
They do have. They do scream very similarly.
The Jawas are cool.
Listen, I'm not the first one to cover racist Star Wars.
You can kill the Jawas in Lego Star Wars, and they make an awesome sound. They're like,
yeah. Chinese Star Wars Alien.
You guys want a great drunk game to play with, you know, your girlfriend or whatever?
Bam.
Lego Star
Wars. Read his name.
Neen Noob.
Is a fictional character in the Star Wars franchise.
Kind of looks like a...
And he looks like he's from China.
Ooh, speaking of Star Wars, China. I was reading about something. You know that South Park bit where... Well, maybe you don't. There's this classic Star Wars South Park bit where in the court they do the Chewbacca defense. The Chewbacca defense where they're like, if it doesn't make sense that Chewbacca would live with the Ewoks on Endor, thus it doesn't make sense that this man killed this man. Case closed. Like, that was the joke in South Park. I shit what? You not, it's a part of fucking real court. It's a part of the real court system's lexicon now. The Chewbacca defense.
Oh, my God.
Its intention is to confuse the jury and is highly unethical. And that's it has awesome. Literally been used to get people
that's
off.
Fucking, what episode is that from? Is it like, because you know me, I've seen every episode from season 1 to 17.
I have to, it's an older episode. It's, you might be able to look it up, the Chewbacca. I can't remember what they were suing him for. But it was a joke.
Chewbacca.
This is how old it is. It was a joke on O.J. Simpson's defense where it's like, if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. Now, suck my dick. I made that last part up. But
South Park has so many like throwaway fucking jokes like that.
Chewbacca defense?
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like literally a part of the court system now.
This is awesome. This is awesome. As a Chewbacca defense distracts and misleads, it is an example of a red herring. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Leave it to South Park. Life imitates art.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Chef contacts a major record company.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to find the episode.
Chef gets sued or some shit.
Yeah, he gets like sued or some fucking shit. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Listen,
but, you know, the
remember.
Chewbacca defense was used with, you know, Martin Shkreli's fucking case. No, I'm kidding.
How did they... I don't remember how they wrote Chef off fucking South Park.
Didn't
they, like,
well, they killed him, like, 10 times. They, like, killed him in a brutal way, eventually.
Yeah, they, like, brutally fucking killed Chef. and then didn't they make him, like, a pedophile?
Yes, yeah. Well, because they didn't want to hire the fucking chef voice actor anymore.
Uh-huh. So they cut up a bunch of audio.
Yeah. They ChatGPT'd his ass.
Yeah, this is before AI.
Yeah, they like manually cut. It's like, come here, children.
Hey, children.
Let me touch you. And they're like, no, chef.
The children try to save him, but as chef tries to leave the club, he turns back at the last moment. And then, of course, lightning comes down, sets chef on fire. He falls into a ravine and is dismembered by a mountain lion. And a grizzly bear.
What an awesome end to such a cool
Hello, movie. Children. It's me, Chef.
Chef, don't marry her. She's a succubus.
I
want
to make love to your asshole. Why don't you try Chef's little salty balls?
That's very nice. It's such a good show.
Here, children. Try Chef's salty balls. I want to make love to your asshole. And lay you down by the fire, children. It's like that. That's what it sounds like.
Yes.
One of my favorite episodes of South Park was Free Hat.
Oh yeah. Classic.
Free Hat was so fucking funny to me. Because like they're just trying to fucking like well, I don't even remember what they were doing. Like they were like Yeah, it was to stop the dreadful re-releases of classic films. And they decided that a free hat would do the trick.
Indiana Jones is being raped.
Yeah,
it was George Lucas and Spielberg. They literally had like a rape scene where Spielberg and Lucasfilm like brutally molest Indiana Jones.
Yes.
Like kissing the neck, licking it. It's disgusting. And then they have like a PTA about it.
Like, yeah. Free and hat. Then they were like, free hat. And then they were like, oh, it was like some guy in fucking jail, like, who was accused of some horrible crime. They were like, yo, we got a free hat. We got a free hat. We got to get him out of jail.
They're like, wait, whose hat?
Yeah.
Wait, hat's a person?
They completely misunderstood the assignment. They're like, no, you get a free hat. We got a free hat.
If that episode didn't predict our fucking schizophrenic body politic, I don't know what else did.
Yeah.
I mean, re-release movies.
At this point, a fictional trailer is shown for a remastered version of Cartman Gets an Anal Probe. The first episode is South Park.
That rocks.
Yeah.
I do have something to talk about, because something I've kind of discovered on YouTube.
Well, we've got time.
Thank you. Well,
we've
thank
got
you
time.
For giving me the time limit. you know me. I'm a connoisseur of the YouTube. I try to find a bunch of YouTube shit. And I would wholly recommend that you guys try to find this person. Don't be mean. She's like, it's a new channel. I won't say the channel name because it is just really small. And I don't need you fucking gremlins calling her a F word. But I found this. I found this YouTube channel that I am addicted to. And it's ASMR. Now, I don't really watch ASMR like most people do. I watch ASMR as almost entertainment because there's a lot of good shit out there. Like Ephemeral Rift. You guys should watch him because he like opens up Arby's wrappers and then like eats them. And then he reviews it. He also has like communist and capitalist ASMR. He's great. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But I found this one bitch and she's so fucking funny. It's like a suburban older mother making this. She doesn't show her face. She's like explaining like what football is, like the concept of football.
And you jerk off to this?
I watch it because it's so funny. It's so funny to see some like suburban mother like try to figure out football like it's like rocket engineering.
She's like sitting there trying to understand football.
Well, because in the video, she tries to claim that she's like, I did a ton of reading and we're going to break it down. And then she stammers for an hour trying to figure out what football even is. And then that's the video. It's so I'm
just
addicted to it.
She just acts retarded, doesn't have a clue. She's like, what is this football thing? Let me look into it.
Well, she is smart, but it's almost like, she grew up in a time where the feminine mind was to be cherished and it can't be bothered with such things like NASCAR. like kind of.
She's like, I don't understand. They all just make a left turn. I don't understand. They all just make a left turn. That's the whole point.
NASCAR, and for some reason she finds it important to like where it is. She's like, I want you to be able to like kind of understand where these take place. So she kind of like outlined the United States and then put a dot where like Florida is. It's like you could have just said it was in Florida. Drawn Florida.
She has to have this whole elaborate map.
It's the shittiest map ever, though, because she's not like a great artist.
It's a hand-drawn map?
Yes!
It's like an old, is it like an old-timey, like, fucking hand-drawn map where it's like...
No, it's an Expo marker and a whiteboard. It's such a hell. It's such a hell. And she's like, oh, where's my Sharpie at? Like, oh, I guess there's the fourth inning. Like, here's the thing. I don't watch football either. I don't even know what football is, and I'm almost watching this to learn more about the rules. And she doesn't even know what football is. And she's trying to describe.
You were trying to educate yourself on football. I see. Because you don't understand how football works.
Tom Brady and Taylor Swift. I get that about football.
God, I don't want to talk. Listen, we were like, fuck the Super Bowl. Like, last episode, we were like, fuck the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear about. Listen, you just brought it up.
Swift's the best part about football. It's that and the fucking advertisements. No one watches the sport.
No one gives a fuck about football.
There's no good moments anymore because they're all trans.
No, that's the crazy thing about football is that, like, if you're you know, black or trans, they'll bring you right in.
Yep.
Like, they're going to just be like a wide open arms bringing the trans players. They're the best football players we've ever had.
NFL, the most wide open ass in America. Yeah. Let them in.
You know, they're quite like this country's borders.
In a world where you can
I'm not talking about that.
Shut up. If in a world where you can go on the internet and listen to experts, listen to football experts, any expert of anything, you can watch a video of someone trying to explain something. The fact that this woman can just go up there with arts and crafts and a fucking Expo marker and be like, yeah, this is kind of how it works, but no, it doesn't, is addictive to me, and I love it. It's so fucking entertaining. Because even her, she's like lost in the, she's like, I don't even know, like, she was like talking about the flags of NASCAR. She like remembered three of them. She's like, there's three more, but I can't remember. And then she skips that and goes to something else. I'm like, you'd think that's kind of important for the rules.
I think the checkered flag means something very important. I think the checkered flag is like the NASCAR flag, right? That's like,
she's like, so I think she's not dumb at all.
No.
But she's just like lost. Like, you know, it's like kids are in college and now she's like trying to figure out stuff that her husband likes.
She's like been in a coma raising children for, damn, trying to fucking play footsies with me, bitch. What the fuck?
Bend over, bitch.
The fuck? All right. Anyways, she was she's been in a coma for the past 18, 20 something years.
Raising a family.
Raising a family. And now she's trying to understand the world around her.
Yeah. No, it's like so addictive.
She's like, oh my God, I'm alive.
Yeah, she spent 18, 20
years. I'm a real woman.
Making peanut
it's
butter.
It's me.
Yeah.
Papiccio.
She spent 18, 20 years making peanut butter jelly sandwiches, reading romance novels. Yeah, now she's like, damn, what even is basketball?
Yeah, every time she lies, her roast beef fucking curtains get bigger.
That's gross.
It's me, Papiccio.
She's sweet. You're a fucking monster.
I'm a real woman.
Oh, that's nice. I'm a real woman. You can fuck me? Yeah. Is that what makes a woman real? Is you can fuck them?
I'm a real woman.
Well, fuck me.
I also have a dick. And it's bigger than yours. Ha ha.
What do you think of that Michelob Ultra picture I sent you, just as an aside? Real woman or fake woman?
I don't know.
It's a man.
If we're going to talk about Michelob Ultra, it's the like number one beer found at domestic violence cases, and that's all I know about Michelob Ultra.
It's the lesbian
beer.
And
it's
choice.
A shitty beer.
It's disgusting.
I hate Michelob Ultra.
Michelob Ultra tastes like
you
shit.
You fucking hand me Michelob Ultra, I will fucking kill you with that beer.
But
I will waterboard you with a fucking beer and a sock.
I mean, what's funny about this YouTube channel, too, is that it kind of describes us as people and this show at large. We come to you every week and explain things that we don't even understand.
Huh? Explain to me explaining, Javen. How does that work? I want to be explained to about how explaining works. Can you explain that to me? Can you explain to me explaining?
Like, yeah, whispered a... ASMR chess basics, how to play chess for beginners, learning how to play games,
oh God,
explaining NASCAR and football, and she had, oh yeah, this was my favorite. I watched this one. She had, let's discuss the U.S. flag and how to fold it. And so she's like talking about this. It's a 45
minute
video.
Okay, I don't
video.
Even know how to fold the U.S. flag. So.
It's a 45 minute video on like how to, you know, fuck around with the flag and the rules behind it. And like the last 5 minutes of it, she's just like, it's the most like controversial political message of all time.
Hell yeah.
She's just like, you know, and the flag is for everybody and, you know, no one, I think it should be for everyone. I don't understand why people hate the flag so much. They don't like flying it.
She's trying to fold the fucking like,
she's like, and it's not
flag.
Yeah. Again, she's like a suburban mother on a YouTube being like, and it's not political, but I support the U.S. flag in Israel and in Palestine.
Oh, God.
Like, oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
It's so fucking funny. What are those three crosses on the side of the road? Unintentional. It's so, oh yeah, trying to under, this is the title of the episode, or sorry, of the YouTube channel, YouTube video. Trying to understand and then explain Major League Baseball. Baseball basics, ASMR.
Baseball basics, ASMR. It's
fucking glorious.
So they take a ball and they hit it with a metal, with a wooden bat. I almost said metal, but that would be softball.
Yeah.
And you know what you have? You have a couple of softballs.
They're very, they're soft. They're soft, soft enough. They're but you soft. Can globe them. They're
that's all like ASMR is to me, is like, you have a couple of softballs and I want to bottle them.
I just from the title, I knew I was going to like these because it's trying to understand and explain NFL football terminology. ASMR. It's like, that just sounds hilarious to me.
I don't know shit about football, but let's go Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. Let's go Baltimore. Let's go, Baltimore go Taylor Ravens. Swift's flat ass and tight pussy.
Fuck the Chiefs. It's all about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's fucking go.
Fuck Chiefs.
Don't yeah. say it.
You
don't say it. Don't say it. No, it's more like this. you piece on. Of shit. Remember I shot you in the dick with a fucking Nerf gun the other day?
Oh my god, you pelted my left testicle.
I shot you in the fucking nutsack with a fucking I just fucking wasn't even aiming. I just went boom, and you were fucking sitting there on the beanbag chair and fucking got you.
It was right when our friend's mother was about to walk in.
Yeah.
And I'm just like writhing in pain on a beanbag, just like, oh shit.
Imagine what it was like hanging out with me when I was 16. That times 10.
I would have hated you.
That times 10.
I would have hated you.
We used to try to fucking hit each other in the nuts with lighters all the time.
That's nice.
We'd be sitting there smoking fucking weed. Yeah. Smoking that ganja. We'd be smoking that grass. And then we'd fucking just be like, hey, this would be real funny. Watch this. I'm going to hit our friend over there in the fucking nuts with this big lighter.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make him cry. And then when he's not looking, I'm going to fucking sock him in the nuts.
Well, I know someone that used to play sack tap.
Yeah.
Try to hit someone in the nuts quickly.
What a stupid fucking game.
It's a great game.
Where does that come from?
Well, that same person that played that game, me and my white supremacist friend, we had a war with them with long chains in the library parking lot, and we were trying to swing these chains at each other. Like, if that chain hit us in the jaw, it probably just would have.
We're just
going
to refer to the white supremacist friend as WSF.
No.
Or
I have to keep mentioning it because we don't know who's the first time listener.
And
I think it's an interesting thing to call him. Because he is one.
And yeah, all our friends are fucked up racists or Jews or.
Well, we have the blind gay Jewish retard. We have the white supremacist friend.
We have the gay cowboy.
We have the very gay cowboy.
Very gay cowboy.
Lives in Alabama. He's homeless now.
We don't got to talk about that.
I mean,
we did have our other friend's fucking like apartment catch on fire. Shit's just been going sideways lately. Dude, my front door's broken. Our friend's apartment caught on fire.
Dude.
Fucking our other friend's homeless. And the other one's still blind and fucking Jewish.
His life's never getting better.
He's fucked. He was fucked from the start.
From birth.
He's going to be the one who's on top. At the end of all this, on top.
Dude, okay, this is the most schizophrenic thought. What if the better my life gets, the worse everyone else's gets that I know? Because I'll be honest, my life's doing okay now, finally, after 3 years of stuffing the shit in.
You're saying you have to start fucking smoking opium in like a Chinese medicine shop?
I think I have to download Fallout 4 and quit my job.
Mm.
And then people start getting their lives better. But if that's the case, I expect to be floated by all the people whose lives are doing better.
I mean, you can live on my couch if my life turns around.
And likewise.
Yeah. Mm. Like, I'll set you up. It'll be like when Tim Dillon lived in Whitney Cummings' house for like fucking.
You are Whitney Cummings in a way, and I am Tim Dillon in another kind of way.
What are you saying? I'm a woman?
I'm saying.
That's right, and I've got a bigger dick than you.
Yes, yeah, you're Whitney Cummings. I listened to an episode where she was talking about how she kills babies and drinks their adrenochrome.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she's really leaning into QAnon. I do too. Stop smoking my vape, dog.
No.
Shit's almost dead. I bought it yesterday. It's a fucking ripoff.
I know. I should be. I should just light up a cigarette in my apartment.
You should. You should stop giving.
I should
fuck
just get. I should just get a fucking like a fucking Gandalf pipe. Start smoking.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if just be. I like, don't know if our gay cowboy friend still listens, but I love you to death. But I talked to him. And he said he was like, yeah, no, shit's bad, but I'm doing okay. And then I get a text from my grandparents saying, we're praying for your cowboy friend.
We're praying for Brokeback Mountain.
So
here.
Who the fuck's talking to who?
The walls. The walls are
the
talking
walls,
to you.
The walls could talk.
The if walls are talking
walls
to you.
Walls could talk. They'd call me a faggot.
They'd fuck it. If walls could talk, they would see how many people I've killed in this apartment. Moment of silence for those who've died. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many friends have you lost in this apartment?
Like, how many bridges have I burned? Or, yeah. Like, how many people have, like, died
dare
because,
I say,
like...
How many have you burned in this apartment? I'm kidding. I don't think she's ever been over. That fat ogre.
I'm going to have to cut that.
Who cut the that. Fuck do you know that knows her that listens? That
everybody. That's where I cut it.
She's an ogre. I don't care. I'll go on the hook for that. She could be killed tomorrow and I'd fucking light a cigar. Because I'm at a party with her and she telling me like, oh my gosh, I'm my fat ogre boyfriend that I just broke up with. I bought all the furniture, but he wants to keep it. And then I'm like, oh, just keep the furniture. She literally told me that same story 15 times as I'm getting drunker and drunker throughout the night.
And you're just at that point, you're like, I don't fucking
eventually
care.
I'm like, okay, I have to take another antipsychotic before I hit you. I mean, you're a fucking animal. Christ. I've really had enough with these people, man.
Yeah, no, what do you think I don't hang out with? You know, people like that anymore, Jalen.
Who do you know that talks to her still? That listens to this shit?
Nobody. Nobody listens to this.
Great. We're keeping it.
But I'm going to force them to listen to it by
good.
Via means of marketing.
Clip that bitch clip and we'll send it directly to her. What are you doing?
Morse code.
Stop it.
SOS. I need help.
Yeah, you do need help.
I need lots of help.
You should go to the Veterans Affair and said, yeah, I fought in the... I'm a Comanche.
I should just show up in like orange face, Trump face, and be like, listen, I fought in the Civil War. Please,
or,
I need aid.
I'm cutting this bit off at the chomps. Chomping this bit off at the bit.
Please, it's me. Your president, the 45th. I need Civil War aid. Abraham Lincoln took all of my slaves.
That's true.
Listen to me. Abraham Lincoln took all my slaves. And now I have to work? Worst trade deal I ever had.
You know, that's more likely that we're going to cut that than this fat.
I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you. I'm gonna get a... I don't have a knife laying around. I was going to pull out a
Who
knife.
Who else am I pissed off
I was going to pull out a comically large knife and be like, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you.
Yeah.
I pull out like a fucking great sword. I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What was that other thing I mentioned to you that I thought we should talk about on the show? Do you remember that when I called you?
No.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Why don't you fucking write shit down?
Because I usually
bring
don't
it
need
in.
To.
Bring it into the office.
I did.
Bring it into the office. You know what I don't like?
Yep, we just, found the formula, huh?
Yeah, just me flipping through a notebook.
We found the formula. You know, I don't like...
Sorry, I'm reading my notes.
It's just...
Okay, picture. I found it. No, you know what? I fucking hate... I hate when I, like, fucking get a new job or, like, a company fucking... Like, they have a app... That you have to download to fucking like work for them.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, yeah. You should be giving me compensation for letting you put your software onto my device.
Who wants you to put software on your phone? Who requests this?
Like, most fucking, like, companies have a app now.
Most of the ones I've worked for haven't wanted me to download shit. I mean, to be fair, I'd probably refuse
well,
to.
I've had fucking shitty jobs. Anyways. No, like, say you fucking work for, I don't know, I'm trying to give
Big
you a company
Lots.
That I haven't fucking worked for.
Big Lots.
Yeah, Big Lots. They have a Big Lots fucking employee app.
TJ Maxx. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, no, like, say you're a delivery driver for, I don't know, fucking Jimmy John's. They have a Jimmy John's delivery driver app.
Mm.
You have to, like, download that on your own phone.
Yeah.
You get no compensation for that. When they're kind of, like, invading your privacy a little bit. Doesn't that feel a little fucked up? Like,
I mean, but you can make sure
but, like,
that they don't have access to your location and shit.
Yeah, but, like, you need it for the app. They need to track you while you're out driving or something.
At that point, if they do require an app to track you and pay you, give them a fucking company phone.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm getting at.
Is
like,
oh,
you fucking.
Okay.
I would much rather you give me a company phone rather than you invade the privacy of my
Holy
my domain.
Shit. I took a picture just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that's on the TV.
Yeah, I took a picture just like that. They fucking stole my photo.
They stole my photo.
Google owes me reparations for this horrible crime that they've committed.
Google.
On me and my family.
Google owns everything. They own us.
No,
they own
they
this show.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Can I say the N-word and get them in trouble?
That's the wrong one. Fuck. It's the purple one.
It's the purple one?
It's the purple one.
Check this out, Google. I'm sending this directly at Hija Oduduba, the CEO of Google.
Wow, that was a long one.
Yeah.
That was a long one that you didn't say, but you hit the button to make it sound like you said it.
Was it that convincing? That you had to clarify?
No.
Oh.
Fucking.
All right.
Yeah, no, that literally is pretty similar.
Yeah. See, I'm a fucking auteur.
Damn, this looks like
an auteur artist.
This looks like my fucking ex's bathroom.
That's what it gives you?
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Shitty
you were
brain.
Taking a shit in my ex's bathroom. You can't. I invited you over once and you were shitting
oh,
at
oh, yeah,
me.
No, I hung out with her a couple times.
Shut up. I'll fucking break your
we
neck.
We hung out.
I'll break your neck. No.
We didn't fuck because I thought she was disgusting.
No, not that one. Different axe.
All of them.
All of them.
Literally all
Literally
of them.
All of them.
Okay. Okay. I lived like 3 hours away. I decided to visit you for the weekend. And then the tail end of it is just you and your ex watching The Walking Dead. And I'm just sitting there having to take it like a champ. I'm like, this is horseshit.
I didn't specify which axe it was. But
this
that's
is disgusting,
fine.
And I want to leave. And I did. I left.
I was
early
like, I was like, I've never really like seen The Walking Dead, and then I watched it, and then I was unimpressed by like.
Oh, you were unimpressed by it.
I was unimpressed around the like time they like leave the prison or whatever, very early on.
I thought the whole idea of the show was shitty.
Yeah, like if you boil it down and it's like, oh, this sucks. This kind of fucking sucks.
I mean, the main enemy in the show is like the perfect ex machina for anything. Whoa, this scene's getting a little too boring. People are talking too
Throw
much.
Throw some zombies.
Zombie attack.
Zombies.
Yeah.
They're not even interesting. They just kind of fumble around. And it's just like.
It's fucking lame.
I feel like the comic does way more justice. Like they're. Like, the zombies are actually, like, a threat. I don't know. I've never read the comics, but I've seen some of it.
There's more desperation.
Yeah, there's a bit more desperation. Some of the characters are a lot different. Like, they're a lot different. But, yeah, no, that show fucking sucked. It's like, I don't know how they let it go on for so long.
Well, I mean, the people that watched it were, like, preppers. Which is most of the country.
I guess so.
It's like retards that, you know, all right, like, that's what they
I really didn't like that show. I watched all the way up until I got pretty fucking far into the show.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch any of the, like.
You look like a guy who watched the whole show.
Well, no, like, I just, like, when it was coming out, I was like, I don't know, this fucking looks like shit. But then I just gave it a chance one day. I was like, all right, fuck it. And I was not impressed. then they have like a million spin-off shows, and it's like,
yeah,
there's like the Fear of the Walking Dead, and then no they're coming out with like a Negan spinoff, and then they're coming out with a fucking Daryl spinoff. They're in France now or something.
Really, I mean, it really should have only lasted like 5 seasons, and that was it. No one talked about it again. Because like no one cares that much. It's not like art. It's not high art.
No, like you get to the third season, and you can tell they were like kind of giving up on
phoning it. Phoning it in.
They were phoning it in. There was like a scene with like all the CGI is like really fucking bad. There's like a scene where the fucking they're in like a grocery store and they're looting it or whatever. And there's like a crashed helicopter on the roof that they don't know about. And it comes crashing through the ceiling and it looks so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's like comical how fucking funny it is.
I mean, it's like AMC, right? AMC show.
Yes, it's
AMC.
They
don't have any fucking money. And you know that because they didn't pay anyone for fucking acting in it. It's like the worst actors ever in The Walking Dead. It really is a sign of the times that we went from like The Wire, The Sopranos to The Walking Dead for like the most popular shows.
Yeah.
Because The Sopranos and The Wire are like fucking best of the best, greatest shows ever written. And then it's just, what if zombies were real?
What if Coral? Coral. Yeah.
What if there's a kid named Carl?
Coral. What if zombies were real, Coral?
Yeah. And then you can see them kind of pitching that show to the fucking executives. They're like, but the whole point is that
humans are the real
enemy. Zombies are not
check
the worst
out.
Thing in that world.
This is like, oh shit, why is it so low? This is like a CGI clip. He's like in a junkyard or something, and he's like standing up on a hill, and like look at the bad CGI behind him. He's like,
oh my god, yeah. What the fuck? He's so clearly in front of a green screen.
Yeah, it's like clearly a green screen, and it looks like fucking.
They couldn't bring him to the fucking
countryside. Yeah, and then like, fucking, what's his fuck? The main guy. Why am I blanking on his name?
Probably because the show sucked.
The show sucked. He's irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Irrelevant fucking show.
Any Rice Gum fans out there? Irrelevant.
No. Excuse me. What the fuck? Did you just touch my thigh?
I'm trying to initiate
touch my
your
fucking
memory.
Thigh. Yeah. Oh, you're trying to fucking.
I was trying to weird you out. Maybe you'd remember.
No, but the main guy, fucking, I can't remember his name right now because this is how irrelevant. Like
his name is Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
Daryl Durkle. Daryl Durkle. Hey, it's me, Daryl Durkle.
Daryl Durkle.
I'm the main character of this shit.
Rick. Holy shit. Why couldn't I remember
that? You couldn't remember the main guy?
Yes. Anyways, doesn't fucking matter. Yeah.
Rick
Grimes has like a dream sequence, like a feverish dream sequence, like later on in the show. He's like losing his mind or something, or he's like fucking in a coma or some bullshit like that. And it's all fucking CGI, like green screen like that. And fucking the old guy that dies, Herschel, I think is his name, like comes to him in a dream, is like, Rick, you gotta stay alive for
Rick.
You gotta stay alive for your kids, Rick. You have a family.
Wait, so the whole dream sequence was basically the hallucinogenic experience in The Lion King. Where the baboon in the sky is like, you must go to your father.
No, worse. But kind of like that.
No, but that's what I mean. It's the same shit as like a Disney film.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, leave it to AMC.
It was so fucking. I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? I was like watching it at like 3 in the morning. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Two of the most overrated shows of all time.
This is like
Breaking
a show.
Bad and next, The
this
Walking
is like a show
Dead.
For like fucking boomer dads.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it felt like.
Well,
I
have an incredibly fat and even more of a racist uncle, and he loved The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
He's like, that's how I would be. I would be the guy raping kids in that show. I'm like, what? He's like, I got 15 guns.
You know what's always fucking
rival these fuckers.
Like, you know what's always fucking weird to me? When they try to do a serious, like, take on a show, I want to say, I'm going to pull this out of my ass, but do you remember the show Disjointed?
No.
It was a Netflix show Someone had like brought it up to me recently, and I was like, "Oh yeah, they only made two seasons of that because it was fucking bad." But actually, or something.
Did you
something
ever watch the
on.
Show Revolution?
No, but okay, I let me get to my point. All right.
Well, I was
that format of like you know, like the format of like the Nickelodeon like live action fucking like shows like iCarly and Drake and Josh, that kind of like campy like fucking laugh track all the time format.
Sure.
It I feel like that doesn't work anymore. That's like, you know, back when they made that format it worked. But they tried doing a like show about weed called Disjointed.
Mm.
And it was like about a pharmacy or whatever. And it's like all like that. Mm. It's all laugh tracks and like fucking like it's a sitcom like that.
Right. No, I mean, the American public can't handle anything kind of like every episode has a happy ending. It's positive.
Yeah.
It needs to be like Euphoria where there's like a 14-year-old that got pregnant and she's injecting it with heroin. And then that has to be like the,
yeah, that's,
the best
that's,
episode.
That's fucking what
that's
people
the feel-good episode.
That's what people need these days.
Yeah. No, it really – we are kind of back in the Depression era where – for entertainment to be worth it at all, it has to be Popeye, where he's trying to save the Bruno from getting raped.
Yeah.
Episode. Like, it has to be so
yeah, he has to save Bruno from getting raped by what's-her-face.
Oh, sorry. Bruno raping the other girl.
No, it's the other way around. The girl's raping Bruno.
Yeah. No, dude. Like, art has to be so fucked up.
Listen,
like when that,
women are equal now.
Like,
they
dude,
can rape.
Yeah. Well, when that game came out, when Modern Warfare game came out, there were articles like, they let you play as a child soldier. It made people cry in the private screenings
what
of
the
game.
Fuck?
This is how horrific the art has to be for us to feel anything.
We have to be like, oh, wow, but it's such a piece of art. It shows the detail and the beauty.
No, you play as a child soldier and you kill people.
Yeah,
in
it's
the
like
game.
It's like, oh, just the beauty of war or whatever. It's
the beauty of
it just yeah, it just encapsulates the beauty of war.
The New York Times, the beauty of war. How nice it is.
Yeah, you know who captured the beauty of war? Fucking Sun Tzu or whatever, the guy who wrote fucking The Art of War. That captures the art of war. The beauty of war.
I don't think there's any beauty.
There's no beauty in it.
No.
That's the point.
Yeah.
But it is an art.
Yeah. That's what made World War I so interesting, was that beauty of war got shattered.
Yeah.
With mustard gas and fucking automatic rifles.
Yes. Bring them in. Let's go.
Dude, I should show you a cutscene of that Modern Warfare game, because they have this scene in it where the fucking U.S. Embassy is getting sieged in, and it was kind of like amazingly done. It kind of rocks cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's thrilling. It's, like, stressful, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because you all have the U.S. soldiers on one side of that
what
fucking
game was it
glass.
Where you fucking go in and you mow down the people in the airport?
That was Modern Warfare 2, OG.
Yeah. Classic fucking scene from that game.
Yeah, it wasn't too artful. Yeah, it was.
You just mowed down a ton of people in an airport. That shit was insane as a child.
Oh yeah, no, but it was just shock value.
And they say video games don't cause violence.
Yeah, the kids that were grounded from playing that game, they ended up strapping up and killing their fucking schoolmates. If you played that game, you ended up not violent.
Yeah, because you realized that it was a horrible thing. You were like, oh shit.
Oh my gosh. And then by the end of it, you kind of you felt bad. You're like, Jesus,
you have to admit
you?
That you have to admit that is a crazy fucking scene in a game.
Yeah,
that they force you to fucking like mow down.
You don't have to shoot anyone in that.
Well, yeah, but
most people
did.
Yeah,
they were like, oh shit, this is what we're doing. Fuck, okay. And they just killed an entire fucking like airport filled of civilians.
Yeah, and I guess in a way it was kind of just questioning the morality of the people playing the games.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's such a fucking interesting concept. You know who took that to the next level? Spec Ops The Line. You want to feel like
oh,
shit.
Oh, isn't that the one where you there's that night mission that you go in and like there's the baby in the fucking the crib And there's like the woman in the you if you kill the woman or you like throw a grenade at the baby, the game will fucking like.
No, that was Modern War, the reboot of Modern Warfare. That's the one that people were like crying in the studio and shit.
Oh yeah,
that's so demented. Yeah, no, Spec Ops: The Line was different. It was you play the game. It's like the most generic, boring fucking third person shooter ever. But the fucking story. Jesus Christ. You want to feel like shit?
Mm-hmm.
You want to like kill yourself after you play that game? You play that game. It's fucking horrific.
Yeah.
I mean, because that game like literally hates the player. And then, dude, in the fucking like credits in the beginning of the game, it says special guest and it says your username.
Oh, featuring yeah. Featuring special guest. Yeah. I do remember that.
And then it's got the most like it's got some fucking crazy plot twists and insane reveals, and it's insane. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Shooting American soldiers as an American.
You know what
soldier.
Sounds good right now since we're talking about video games and we're like going down a nostalgia hole or whatever? Halo ODST.
I'm not in a nostalgia hole at all. Don't ever say that. Ever.
Halo ODST.
I never played it.
Oh well. Neither did I.
I'm I can't never say that I'm like binging on nostalgia. That's not what this is. I hate nostalgia. You know this.
I do okay. know this, and I do hate it too. It I makes know, me feel
you
horrible.
Love it. You watch SpongeBob.
No, I don't watch SpongeBob for the nostalgia. I watch it for how fucking like funny the writing was at the time.
That's true.
For like the first two seasons or whatever.
That is good.
Two, that three seasons.
No, I've seen a bit on ODST. What were you gonna say about it?
Oh, I was just like, damn, like it's been calling me lately.
We should play.
We should.
It's cross compatible.
Yeah, we should just fucking sit and fucking play Halo ODST.
No, it's not. It's not? When I had a PC, I tried to play with my friend on the Halo camp, and we can try see if they updated it.
Oh.
I don't think it'll let us.
We should just get Gran Turismo wheels.
We should get like a racing sim set up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Remember the weird little cute alien creatures that are in ODST? Like the Covenant's like AI kind of thing? Or like creatures? They're like purple. They got tentacles. They're like,
oh, cute. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The, fuck. What are they? They're the engineers, I think, was what they're called. I do remember them.
And they let you, if you know the reveal that they're actually good guys and they help you, or they're kind of like neutral creatures, you can kind of save them.
Yeah.
If you replay the game. You don't have to kill them.
That's kind of sweet.
They look like creatures that are like Mass Effect. They don't look Halo at all to me.
No.
They look really cool.
Other nomenclature. Engineers. Savants, boo bags.
Whoa, that sounds like a
loogie.
What?
Slippery suckers.
What the fuck?
Floating
squids. No, stop.
Floaters.
Stop. These are slurs.
They gave them so many slurs in the game. It's like engineers, savants. Oh wow, those sound boo bags, loogie, slippery suckers, floating squids.
A That's cute. I like the name loogie. Because they kind of do like a wad of spit.
Yeah, they're just like those little guys.
Let's see. The little guy. Oh, yeah, they're so cute. Look at them.
Yeah. Do you remember the fucking in Halo Reach, the birds?
No.
The like ostriches?
No, I don't. Do they have ostriches?
Yeah, they're the MOA. They're like they're like giant fucking ostriches. They would run around the fucking map, and then like the first like level, like the first mission or whatever, they're running around and you could just fucking punch them. You could just punch the fucking wildlife.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I remember doing that as a kid. I was like, oh fuck, dude, why did I do that?
Why did I
kill the MOA?
The MOA.
The MOA.
It's the MOA. Most of Halo is set in Africa. And it is very strange.
Most of Halo is set in Africa. Yeah. Anyways, I got
one more thing to say. You know how I saw a map of the states that watched who watched more Oppenheimer and who watched more Barbie, and the New Mexico surprisingly watched way more Oppenheimer than Barbie because it's set in that home state. Yes. I was wondering if Arizona had a similar thing with 9/11 because most of the Saudis were trained here in Arizona.
If so we you're watched, wondering
like, United if 93, Arizona's like, woo, yeah, we help with 9/11. Yeah. We trained those fuckers to blow up the Twin Towers.
I thought you were going to say, oh, yeah, more people in Arizona have seen the footage of 9/11 than the rest of the country.
Yes, we were directly responsible.
Yes.
Imagine that, though. I mean, I kind of like that. Don't you kind of want to stay here in Arizona and live here forever, knowing that we helped more with 9/11?
This place fucking sucks, dude.
I mean, the state of Arizona rivals Bush for involvement in 9/11.
Yeah, because we trained the fucking...
There's an airport, like, south of the border that they were trained at.
Isn't it wild when you fucking learn shit like that?
I love it. It makes me love this country. Nothing makes me love this country more than the fact that we're able to blow ourselves up and blame other countries.
Yeah, and then be like, damn, give me that oil.
Damn. And then the EU is like, no.
Damn, you got lithium over there too? Let's get that.
We brought the case to the European nations. They're like, no, you're lying. This is clearly a false flag. And the Bush is like, not on my watch, pussy.
Not on my watch.
We're going to invade right now. With Jesus on my side. I'm a tent preacher and I got an M16. Cut the show off.
Okay. Well. That's the end, folks. That's it.
Damn, you really got sad. Oh, well, do you have a final bit to say? See, you don't feel left out.
Why would I feel left out?
You always are left out, even if you're left in.
No, I'm just locked in.
Yeah.
Locked in my apartment.
Yeah. Anyways. You should fuck the door up again so I have to call out today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today should be the day I should finally call out and be like, so I can't go in.
No, yeah, do it. Hang out with me today.
Oh, look no, I'll go back on.
Oh. Well, you too. All right, that's it. I'm fucking...
Later, fuckers.
Fuck you.